June 12th meeting of Ways and Means to Order. All motions are to adopt unless otherwise stated. No votes must be verbalized. Can I have approval of the May 15th meeting minutes? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution 52. Can I have a motion? Second. Is there a discussion?
Yeah, I find this problematic because the amendment that was proposed was rejected for this. And I feel like if we advance this, we're going to be back in the exact same situation where we were positioning ourselves to negotiate union contracts. And I don't want us to be back in that position. So I'm a strong no on this.
I'll just share that I just got off the phone with the legislative council. He has serious concerns about this, and I'm going to be voting against it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As everybody knows, this went through a special committee process of Republicans and Democrats. It did pass that process. The committee meetings took about 5 or 6 months in total. It was vetted for a long time. It passed, I believe, unanimously in that committee. I could be wrong about the numbers, but it did pass. I'm going to be a yes on this.
Any discussion?
I'll just, you know, Chair Criswell mentioned this as well, but I'll just mention it again that, you know, there was an amendment that would have resolved this issue. I think it could have continued to be a unanimous outcome, but the sponsor wasn't supportive of the amendment, and that's the form that it is in now.
All right, well, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Gotta say it loud. No, no, no.
Four no.
Five. Four no's, three yes. Motion is defeated. Resolution 265. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 269. Can I have a motion?
Aye.
Second? Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 270. Can I have a motion? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 271. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 272. Can I have a motion? Second. Second. Comments? Discussion?
Can I get clarification from the county executive's office?
Yeah. Which question? What's the question?
Can you tell me more about this program? Like, is this after hours?
Yes, these are the after-hour placements that Family of Woodstock makes after DSS closes.
How much money is going to Family of Woodstock, and how much is for the program itself?
You're saying, like, what is the administrative cost? I don't believe Family of Woodstock takes... I'm sorry, I don't have that information off the top of my head. My understanding was that they don't have an administrative cost. But you can't commit to that.
If there is, could you let us know?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 276. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 277. Can I have a motion? Motion. Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 280. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 281. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 282. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Second. Discussion? Just a comment that I'll make. I know currently we've had communication back and forth with the exec's office on this from myself with the radio repair technician. And one of the responses was that we don't have equipment now to do this. I would just ask that as we go into budget time, let's start maybe budgeting for that equipment so in the future we can start doing these repairs in-house with the new technician we have. So all those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 283. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 284. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 285. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 286. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Second, Chair Crisman. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 287. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 291. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 292. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 293. Can I have a motion?
Second.
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 Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 294. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 295. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 297. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
No, I
don't want to bring up the whole thing. 297?
Yep. Go ahead. Where's the money for this coming from?
Leader Roberts, it's coming from the opioid settlement.
As of right now, the Oxford House does not have a location. When can we expect them to have one?
They're looking right now. They're trying to do it as fastly as they can, but it's expected before the end of the year.
And when are they going to start getting money? Almost immediately, or are we going to, like, they're going to bill us as they go along?
Most immediately, as costs come in, but they're gonna have, like, the costs of the search for the home and the setup of the space is all going to be to this initial contract.
Is this Oxford House taking the place of what Samadhi did?
No. So Oxford House sits independently. So the idea is that this won't get continuing ongoing support. Oxford House model was developed by a group that lost their government support. And so they've set up a model where tenants kind of live collectively. They split rent between themselves. Oxford House as a nonprofit is designed to help, like, set up these houses. So community members who have substance abuse will live in the house, control it themselves. It's like a democratically run space. And they'll split all the costs. They'll vote on everything themselves. And once everything is up and running, they won't receive ongoing support, is the expectation.
Sounds like a paradise.
Any other discussion? All those in favor? Opposed?
Should be a no.
No? Okay. One no. 298. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? It's here. 299. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 301. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 302. Can I have a motion? Second. Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 303. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 304. Second. Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Can I have a motion for 305 to amend the contract as presented? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? To amend it. All those in favor of amending? Opposed? Okay. Motion to adopt resolution with the contract as amended. Second. Chair Criswell. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? No, carried. 306. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 307, which is the bond. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 309. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 310. Can I have a motion? Second. Second. Yep. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? 311. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 312. Can I have a motion? Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 313. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 314. Can I have a motion? Second. Second. Discussion. I just have a question for, is this the only transfer that's planned, or is this just phase one of hopefully many?
At this time, this is the only transfer that's planned for an I-class, but I will kick it to the Commissioner Daw to kind of explain where we're at now.
Should I take it?
Yeah.
I mean, this resolution authorizes us to enter into an I-class. If we were to make more transfers, it would require any legislative authority, but this isn't a plan right now. And it's made with the intention to diversify investments. So this is the first step necessary to use NICLASS as a diversification option.
Sure, Chris.
Can you talk for a moment about our holdings in our cash that we have in Bank of Greene County? Are we still pretty heavy in one bank, or where are we at?
We are, and this is to address that.
Okay.
I guess going back to that was my sort of the point is this is only, I say only, I don't mean a cavalier like that, but only 40 million. That's what I'm asking. Are there plans for more than in the future for more than 40 million? I mean, I understand, at least from initial discussions, that we didn't want to completely topple over Bank of Greene County. So we weren't going to just take all of our money out. But I would like to see a plan for doing, you know, getting significantly more out of there.
So what I can say is that such a plan and a staged diversification is a topic of discussion with the Investment Advisory Board at this stage. This is all we can say for sure that we're doing. I understand you know, you're saying you'd like to see a plan of more diversification. We understand that's an objective, but when to do that is what we're still considering.
Okay. When do you think they'll have something to roll out? Any idea? The advisory board?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if we like such a plan to roll that out. If that's something that would require any legislative approval or authority, I mean, we will evaluate how this is going. We'll see how it performs, and we will choose to diversify more if it's judged to be needed. Diversification is an objective in the investment policy, though. And I understand what you're saying. $40 million is a small portion of what is currently with the Bank of Greene County. I just don't think we have enough of a plan to tell you that yet.
Is there an issue with making the plan public? Because it will affect a financial institution, possibly. I just don't understand. I don't know if we can say we're going to pull a bunch of money out at some point in the future, how that could affect that bank and affect people, the investor and the bank. So I guess what I'm saying is, how do we do this without causing an issue for the bank?
Comptroller Gallagher.
Go ahead. The community. They're aware of this particular move. We had made sure that they were aware, they understand, they, you know, they do follow what we're doing. One of the conversations the IAB is having is ensuring that we're not too aggressive to hurt the bank, but at the same time, making sure that we're doing what's right by the county and the funds that are here.
Comptroller Gallagher.
So, as of March 31st, and I do have current numbers, but I'm going to use March 31st, we had $257 million in Bank of Greene County. That is a huge percentage of their assets. And even once we take this $40 million out, we're still going to be over 5% of their deposits. So I just want to say, from where we sit in the controller's office, this diversification is good. It's a first step, but is not as far as we need to go. We need to do more. And there are other vendors that we should consider working with as well, who may be paying more this time. I know NYCLASS was what was highlighted in our audit, but I just want to note that there are other cooperative investment tools. And we have concerns about diversification that continue beyond this investment.
Chair, first one.
Can we urge the investment committee to prioritize this?
Okay. We are prioritizing, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Any other discussion?
Just wanted to follow up. The report coming out of the advisory board would be made to the Ways and Means Committee as well. It's to the county executive and to the legislature as well. So back to Legislator Collins' question regarding kind of the plan as we move forward with this, that would certainly be something we'd be reporting out here.
All right. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 316, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 317, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 318, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 319, can I have a motion? Second. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Forthcoming resolutions are on your agenda. Any new business? Comptroller Gallagher.
Thank you. So we've decided in the controller's office, since we're preparing this information every month, that we will formalize it in a written document so you can see it and refer to it. My apologies. I do not believe we will be able to get this to the committee in advance of the meeting, because things like sales tax are still coming in. So I'm going to start with sales tax, but I think going forward, you can expect this kind of report every month. This solves a secondary problem for us, which is that the charter requires us to report quarterly on the financial condition of the county, and we really cannot do that. We have not given you a Q4 2024 report because the books really are not closed, and there's at least a six-week lag between the close of a quarter and our ability to report appropriately. So we have received sales tax payments for the month of April, and year-to-date we're at $57.6 million, which is 2.46 5% decline from where we were last year. Last month, we were down nearly 4%, and that's because we had a very bad February. So we wanted you to know that things do appear to be improving in that department. Cannabis tax, in April, we had received a $96,760 payment from the state controller's office, and this was for Q1. Don't forget, this is the sales tax quarter, so it starts in December. That was a decrease, and this should say from the prior period, I'm sorry. On May 28th, we received another $190,000 payment, but we have received no communication about what that payment is for. Now, the payment that we received for Q1 was only 1.7% of the revenues, of the total revenues. We should have received 4%. So we do not know if this second payment that was received in May is making up that 4% of revenues, or it is a monthly payment, which they've never done before. So we're waiting for clarification, but I just want you to know this creates a lot of uncertainty and difficulty and a lot of redoing of work in the finance department. And it also is now leading to the situation where it really does jeopardize the towns, because there are some towns where this is going to grow to be a significant revenue source that could be as high as 2% of their budget. So this is a problem for us going forward. And by the way, we have complaints into every state agency that'll listen. So occupancy tax is $2.2 million. Portion of that is for 2024, and maybe there needs to be an adjusting journal entry. In the past, that is what we did. It has not yet happened. So that's why I say things to you like the 24 books are still not closed. We do think we're on track to meet the occupancy tax budgeted amount. And, you know, we think we're doing well there. Interest earnings for the year are at $3.5 million, or 45% of budget. And of this, $511,000 was earned from CDs. Budgeted interest income for the year is $7.7 million, and that's an increase of 15.3% from last year's budget. We think we're on track to meet that, so that's good. Bank reconciliations, we have received bank reconciliations from finance for April of 2025. Again, I want to applaud them. They really caught up. They were very behind, and they're doing well now, so that's excellent. And also, we now have read-only access to all the county's bank accounts. I want to personally thank Commissioner Daw for making sure that we actually, as a county, have electronic access to all of our bank accounts. You can't give the controller electronic access if the finance commissioner doesn't have it. So thank you. And then we've concluded the work on our community action audit. We're finalizing the draft for management. And the county management of community action and the county, it'll probably go out for comment next week. Our knowledge is that they have not yet filed their tax returns or completed their audits for 23 or 24. Our audit of, and actually it may also be 2022 that's lagging there. I think Legislator Hanson and I were talking about that earlier. Our audit of occupancy taxes in draft form as well, and we've begun writing the final report. One final hotel from our selection is still under review. The audit has brought in almost $200,000 in additional revenues to the county, and that would not have happened, I think, without the audit. So we're happy about that. We have upcoming reports on delinquent real property tax, auction process, and post-Hennepin County, which just in, I was mentioning to Deputy Commissioner Cordella, the amount of changes that the finance department has had to go through in this area is really extreme. I mean, it's just everything from the auctioneer to taking on villages to changing the surplus to addressing new software. So there are a lot of changes there that we think would be helpful for you to see just how much they've worked with there. So it's my report for June, and we look forward to handing you something each month going forward. Thank you. Can you take any questions?
Thank you, Comptroller Gallagher. And this report is super helpful. Thank you so much. Can you say more about the $200,000 of revenue that was surfaced by your audit?
What I can say is that we don't believe anything was in bad faith. You know, these are situations where there was either change in ownership or a misunderstanding between accounting firm and third-party platform. So there are a lot of moving parts. It's not just one operator, although I will say the bulk of it was one operator, and we will not be disclosing that operator's identity. Because tax returns like this are secret. So we won't be able to do that. But it was pretty clear to our team that there was no bad faith happening. This was sort of an accidental situation, and you'll learn more about it when the audit is finished, exactly what happened, why that happened there. And one last thing I do want to say about this report in total is this: notice there aren't really expenditures discussed here. And if you guys identify particular expenditures or a type of a summary of expenditure you'd like to see, we'd love to know what that is.
Yeah.
What interests you?
Anything else for the controller? Okay, thank you. Capital projects.
Kind of a light spending month, but a heavy administrative month for the last month as of June. There was only a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of expenses so far in May, but that just could be because the bills hadn't been coming in yet. In terms of the GOC, work is going along steadily. All the crews are out on the roads paving. A lot of good work's being done. And we recently did an RFP for Golden Hill, and we got something like 30 responses back. So we have a lot of people willing to do work right now.
Okay. I'll just say, I mean, you know, comparing state road and county roads, I think we're doing a great job by comparison. 209, I mean, I don't know what the other state roads look like, but 209, wow. You could swallow a small car in some of those potholes. I don't know. I just think that literally it feels like this is the worst year ever that I can recall in terms of the condition of the roads, especially 209. So, but I've noticed a stark difference between the county roads and state roads. So thank you. Is there any? Yes, let's see. Roberts.
Do you have a start date for Forest Road in the town of Plattick Hill?
I don't, but I'm happy to find one for you and get that to you.
Sounds good.
I just want to echo what Chair Guevara said. 28 is horrible. The county roads are very good. So I don't have to dodge potholes on any county road, but I do on state road. Question on the Wittenberg, is that done?
There were, we just checked in on that the other day. There was, it's anticipated to be done any day now. There was some delay in paving because of the weather. It hasn't been really conducive to kind of finishing out the project, but should be this week.
I understand. I mean, it's a tough road and it's a very long detour. So that's why I get people asking about that one.
It's been finished. So
the paving is still ongoing, yeah. But the bridge is open. So the detour is closed.
Okay. Any old business? Motion to adjourn. Schuster, second. Collins, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, everyone.